Well, we can begin now to see the truth in Fromm's definition of ritual, rational ritual, that it is shared action expressive of common strivings rooted in common values. Now, having studied this definition, let's apply it to Buddhism very briefly. Let's take a very simple example. The example is the ritual, let's not mind calling it that, of going for refuge. Going for refuge, or taking the refuges, as they're sometimes called, though going is really more correct. Going for refuge is a very simple rite or ceremony, but a highly important one. First of all, it's an action. This is something I like to stress. We say, Buddhang saranang gacchami. And in the Pali and the Sanskrit, the verb comes up very powerfully. In English, we usually translate it as, I go for refuge to the Buddha, which doesn't sound so strong. Or even as, I take refuge in the Buddha, which sounds even weaker. But if you say, to the Buddha for refuge I go, Buddhang saranang gacchami, gacchami is I go, then it's much more powerful, and it stresses the fact that the refuge, or going for refuge, is an action. And it's an action, above all, of the whole being. You go for refuge with body, speech, and mind. So therefore, the Tibetans in the tantric tradition think it's not enough to go mentally, it's not enough even to go verbally and to say that you go, you must also go for refuge physically. So therefore, in the Tibetan tradition, the going for refuge is a threefold practice. There's a mental side, there's a verbal side, and also there's an action, a physical side, when you literally prostrate yourself in front of the Buddha image or any other image that you may be using at the time that you take the refuges. There's a whole practice, as I explained, which is one of the four mula yogas or foundation yogas. So first of all, the going for refuge is an action, a total action of body, speech and mind, the whole being. And secondly, it's a shared action, because we repeat the words of the refuge together. We do it all together, in unison, in harmony. So it's not only an action, not only something that we do, but something that we do together. And the procedure is, as you know, in Buddhist countries, that the bhikshu, the monk, recites first, and the others all recite after him. So that a sort of dialogue almost emerges, and a certain almost dramatic element is introduced. So the going for refuge, this ritual of going for refuge, is very much a shared action, something you do and something that you do with other people, not just side by side, but with them, heart and mind. Now, the going for refuge is also expressive of a common striving. A common striving. Why do we go for refuge? We go for refuge because we aspire to realize or to achieve nirvana or enlightenment. This is our common goal. We've got the same goal, the same ideal. We all want to be like the Buddha, enlightened. We all want to follow the path of the Buddha, the Dharma. We all want to take help from one another, other members of the spiritual community, the Sangha. So therefore, it's a common striving. Our going for refuge is not only a shared action, it's a shared action expressive of a common striving, our joint, our united striving for nirvana or for enlightenment. And then these strivings are rooted in common values. That is to say, they're rooted in the whole body of the Buddhist teaching. It isn't that the going for refuge is something isolated by itself. It grows out of the whole teaching. It grows out of the whole tradition. If you expound the meaning of the three jewels and the three refuges in detail, then that's the whole of Buddhism. That's why, as some of you know, earlier this year, I published a book called The Three Jewels, which deals only with Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. The three jewels, the three refuges. But those of you who've read the book or looked at it will know that under those headings of Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, one can cover practically the entire field of Buddhism. One might even go so far as to say that what cannot be included under any one of these heads, Buddha, Dharma or Sangha, is perhaps not worth including at all. So therefore, we may say that the strivings that are represented by the going for refuge, the shared action of going for refuge, are rooted in common values, in other words, the whole Buddhist tradition.